teaching then relates to the third of these six, which is practice in accordance with the Mahayana, the practice which accords with the Mahayana.
Tene jis dhubi chu je draban de kam der, tene hene tang lan tong ni la jis dhubi chu je draba ki sumare.
Here that relates to the practices of shamatha and vipassana, calm, abiding and superior insight.
Teyang hene te nambar yinwa dokso nambar yinwa trok dokpam. Namien Troglen Depe, same say Chick to Neva de come there to question below Gihinere.
So, according to this text, shamatha practice or the practice of calm abiding, in the context of the Mahayana, the greater vehicle, is a one pointed state of mind free from distraction. The text, as we saw yesterday, mentioned six types of distraction that one must pass beyond in order to be able to rest in a one-pointed state of mind.
Tene ta mayin ba kene ten do du kyu tro de tanda sinja malo ba lan thong khe ba la do tin tang je par khe ba ni de sa sa.
So yesterday the practice of shamatha, calm abiding, free from these types of distraction was explained. Today's teaching is concerned with explaining unmistaken practice of vipassana, superior insight.
Tangbo dor tenpa ne yike ton da yizi tang mantro wa tang tseni ni ma da ta tang lor tang ma dang wa tang kengpa mi.
So this explanation is divided into a brief and detailed section. The first then is the brief. The book text then enumerates 10 points in terms of unmistaking practice. These 10 points then relate to an unmistaken understanding of these 10 points mentioned, which is the basis of one's practice of unmistaken vipassana or superior insight. These 10 then are unmistaken understanding in terms of the meaning of a specific subject, the meaning of the words that express a certain subject. Then there is the second point, which is an unmistaken, one works with one's state of mind through an unmistaken understanding of dualistic states of mind. Then there is the third, where there is an unmistaken understanding resulting in that one is not involved in limited viewpoints. There being two main ones. Then there is unmistaken understanding in terms of two aspects of a phenomena. They will be explained later. They are called abstract and concrete. That is referring to non-conceptual perception and conception. Then there is the seventh point, which relates to purity and impurity and an unmistaken understanding of these. Then there is the eighth point, which relates to an unmistaken understanding of accidental stains that then cover the true nature, that obscure the true nature. Then there is the ninth point relating to being free from aversion towards emotional states, understanding that these states are passing or fleeting. Then there is the tenth point relating to an unmistaken understanding which results in that one is free of pride or arrogance.
Tandi tanda de karre sana sinche lo chuam. Norbert nam to chole dote sinche malo pa chui goni tene tekwa chimbu lan don roku bari. Tene pecha la kang yo mara.
So,
Sanchan pecha la meva la.
Here it is then explained that in order to practice superior insight, vipassana, properly, one needs to be free of certain conceptions. These 10 points mentioned then relate to these 10 aspects where one is free of a mistaken attitude or a mistaken conception in a certain context.
Nipa jeke la jepari kepa lan dorten tan tsongpar dorten tan tsongpar dorten je koran tan tsongpar namba choyo bare.
So that was just then an enumeration of these 10 points. These 10 points are then explained in detail in the following part, the extensive explanation.
Deyan tangbo Jyuzi yigila sinjamalo pare.
So, the first point related to an unmistaken understanding of the words that express a certain subject.
Jyuzi yigila denbari hena sinjalo pare. Jyuzi yigila denbari hena do na sinjamalo pare.
So one has to understand what is expressed through the words as well as the nature of the words. If one takes the words that express a certain object, the subject, to have independent existence, to be real or truly existent, then one's understanding will be mistaken. Therefore, one has to counteract that tendency to take the words that express a certain subject to be truly existent. And in this way, be unmistaken in one's practice.
Nyeba, Jyuzi ton la sinche malo pa te, Jyuzi ton kunta re, Jyuzi ton kunta, kunta sinche te tokwe ta kucha re, Jyuzi ton kunta rangye me pa la sinche malo pa. Jyuzi ton kunda la denbar khenpa yona sinje lobare kunda rangin mebar to na tene sinje ma lobare. Jyuzi rangin,
jyuzi. So there are then words that express something and then what is expressed by these words. One should then understand that that which is expressed by words, the subject matter, in actual fact, lack inherent existence, is merely a conceptual label. One should develop an unmistaken understanding of that what is expressed by words is nothing but a conceptual label that has no independent existence.
Tene sitemalo basomba te ninang jo. Zungze ni sanam jo te yeon re. Zungze ninang jo yeon ga nam re tsando yile seba la sitemalo ba. Zungze ninang jo te nam re tsam sem tsam re. Zungze ninang jo nam re tsam sem tsam le yembe. Tene jyo yenda yobar zeyna, tene sinjilo gara.
Then there is the third point, which relates to an unmistaken understanding of the origin of dualistic states of mind. One should then understand that duality is nothing but a product of consciousness itself. Dualistic appearances are merely mind. To contemplate this, then or through contemplating these correctly, one gives rise to an unmistaken understanding in the context of what is the source of duality.
Tene zongzai ni nang gan chorpa ji sim jin zuo de yeba re. Zongzai ni nang gan chorpa de sa sang ba wang suo qiang jiu suo la jian bu nan jie se ba zai na de xin ji lou pare.
So all sentient beings, samsaric beings, are involved in confused states of mind that are based in duality. Some people believe that the world and the beings in the world are created by an external god, such as Vishnu, for example. That understanding is a mistaken understanding, in that the actual source of dualistic appearances in samsara is mind itself, consciousness itself. There is no external source of appearances, a source existing apart from consciousness itself.
Karasana zungze nyinang gantrupande tsampa wansok so jesepa sena rikpunezi yore.
Now, the thought that the external world and the beings in the world are created by, for example, a god like Vishnu is, as was said, a mistaken understanding, which in fact can be refuted by means of reasoning, by means of logic.
ona jume pa dan jime ba jume le song yi san na jume le song ar do na yang sin je lo pa re repenezi ye bare jume le song la repenezi ye bare
then appearances, realistic appearances as well do not manifest without a cause. There is a cause for them appearing, for them manifesting. So to go to the other extreme, namely to think that things appear without a cause, is also a mistaken view.
Yang zungzi ni nang ji turba de, xata le songwa do na yang sin ji lo pare. Zungzi ni nang ji turba de, xata le songna ripenezi yore.
Then, confused states of mind involving dualistic notions also do not come about or are not produced by matter such as flesh and blood. That means these states of mind are not produced by one's physical body. To believe that also is a mistaken view.
Vana karala sonre sena zungze nyinang de yinwang nam rek tsamam nam hi tsam sem tsam le song.
As was said, dualistic appearances originate with consciousness or merely mind.
Ta de yile se pa sinje ma lo barawa. Ta da nyinang nyinang gen chur ye nyinang chur pe ye sinje ma lo ba yila sepa te yila sepa sinje ma lo ba.
So as was said, the basis out of which confusion that involves dualistic notions arise is consciousness itself or mind itself. To contemplate this and understand this then relates to an unmistaken understanding in terms of the source of duality.
Mantro wale sinje malo wade karre se na nisu nang yang zungze nisu nang na yang medin ba nisu nang na yang medin ba denbar me ba juma tar tope juma te nang zanji yore nang zanji me ba yang mare nang zanji denbar tropa yang mare nang dong niso mulan da juma chikpare Malanje Navante Meba Tini Meba Yamare Nang Sanjire Nang Sante Demba Trapa Yamare Tetavo Juma Malanta Tokotona Tenin Tanyiso Montrovare Tanda Takbartava Chebatava Namdon Togamare Tisen and Tanyiso Montrovala Sinjamalovare.
Then there is the fourth point, which related to not being involved with limited viewpoints or states of mind. Now, if one examines dualistic appearances correctly, one will come to understand that even though these phenomena do manifest, they have no inherent existence, they are empty of reality, therefore these dualistic appearances are said to be like an illusion. They are present, but they have no reality or existence of their own. Realizing this, one will not be involved in states of mind that take something to exist in one way or the other that is involved in limited viewpoints. Two main ones are mentioned in the text, namely the viewpoint where one takes things to truly exist, or the viewpoint where one believes things do not exist at all. So that understanding of that appearances have no reality in spite of manifesting, then through that realization, one will not fall into mistaken viewpoints, such as believing that things truly exist or do not exist at all. So in this way, one develops an unmistaken understanding in terms of the nature of dualistic appearances. Rinpoche mentioned the example or analogy of a dream. A dream appearance does manifest, though it has no ultimate existence. So seeing that, there will be an understanding of that appearance and emptiness go together, are in union.
Donna Tata Natsu Zungze Nyinanga Namdo Dere Zungze Nyinanga Namdo Zungze Nyisu Nama Demba Tropaktawi Zungze Nyisu Trope Zungze Nyinanga Namande Nama Tata Demba Tropar Hina Demba Tropar Sana Sinjalopare Te Landong Kigma.
So, sentient beings then within samsara relate to their experience in a dualistic way. There is a conception of perceived and perceiver existing as two separate entities. Now, when there is experience of subject and object in this way, there is this tendency to take these two, subject and object, or perceived and perceiver, to have ultimate existence, to ultimately exist as they appear to exist. If that comes about, if such conceptual states of mind occur, it means that one will not be able to practice vipassana or superior insight in an unmistaken way.
Te yendo zungze ni ngwe su khyar yinpe. Nyam nyong tene ngwe su zungze ni yo yinpe zungze ni nang de tene me ba re sam nan zene yang sinje lo kore.
Then, on the other hand, if one were to take dualistic appearances to have no existence whatsoever, that as well is a mistaken attitude.
That is, na sinja malo ba karre sa na zonze ni so na wande Milan Joma Tower, Nang Tam do Yola, Yang Tapa Denbar, Mado Banando, Yemi do Hina, Tene Tanis and Togomar and Tanis and Mondova Lessing Jamalopa.
On the other hand, if there is understanding of that appearances are illusion like and dream like, then one will be unmistaken with respect to the practice of vipassana, superior insight, since at that point one has understood that even though things manifest on a relative level, they have no ultimate existence. Appearances are the union of appearance and emptiness. Having understood that, one will not be involved in states of mind where one takes things to truly exist or not exist at all. In this way, one has avoided or overcome these two limited viewpoints.
Dor dona ta ta tar je nga chu zung je ni nang ge na wa na to de malam ta wa na dong yin mi to yin mi ben ge te bo yo na te ne te kwa chen pe la dong che to bre
in brief, if one has a definitive understanding of that dualistic appearances experienced in the present are the union of appearance and emptiness, then one will be unmistaken with respect to the practice of vipassana, superior insight.
Tsini ni hibatsavakabni tembate, ranzin tang, kintini re, ta ranzin ten de kapsu tundan tembare. Yondro zungzin tan trave, ranzin lesinja malopa. Yondro te zungzin ni jitongbe semje nelok te yondro re. Zungze ni jitong basem je ne log yondrop te tanda zungze ni dan tarba rancin la sinje malopa te du yondrop te zungze ni dan tarba zungze ni dan tarba zungze ni len de bar to na te ni yondrop la sinje malopa
then we come to points 5 and 6 relating to two aspects of phenomena. Here it is ultimate and relative, though these terms sometimes also refers to conceptual and non-conceptual states of mind. Though here, as was said, these two terms relate to ultimate reality and apparent reality. So here the ultimate relates to the true nature of mind, also referred to as perfectly existent. It is the true nature of mind free from duality, the duality of taking subject and object to be two separate and real entities. To be unmistaken in this context, then is the fifth point of unmistaken practice of vipassana or superior insight.
Tina yonrop te zungze ni lende pa yimba la zungze indu hiena sinje logware. Yonrop zungze ni lende pa la Zunga yinba tang, zinba yinba tang, yondrop la zungzeng du hiena sinji logwa re. Zungzeng, yondrop zungzeng lende epe ngihi jina, tene sinji ma logwa re.
So, if one has understood that the true nature of mind, referred to as perfectly existent, is beyond duality or dualistic notions, then one's understanding is unmistaken with respect to the ultimate aspect or character of the nature of mind, whereas if the opposite takes place, namely that one considers also referred to as perfectly existent, as either involving a truly existent perceiver or involving a real or truly existent realistic appearances, then one's understanding is mistaken and one's practice of vipassana or superior insight will be incorrect.
Tene trokpa te chenchen le si je malo pare chenchen de kam der toni le ko go re ni dong ke te ni le zungze toni te ya zungze ni je tong be chini re ni dong ke te ni le ni dong ke te ni ya zungze ni je tong be tong ni le chuk manda bar hi ba chuk manda bar hi ba te chu je yen chen ni le si je malo pare Chu tam je zongzi ni ni je tongba tong ni le yin me ba. Zongzi ni tongba tongba ni le yin de me ba to na te jianjin le si je ma. Re re kunzo chu tam je se re re de re. Kunzo ji chu tam je ni tongba tongba ni le ma da wa. Chu tam je tong ni. Chu kan de je na zongzi ni je tongba re.
Then we have the sixth point with respect to understanding practice of vipassana, superior insight, relating to the nature of all phenomena or relative phenomena. If there is then understanding of that all phenomena, so to speak, are embraced by non-dual emptiness, meaning that the nature of all phenomena is non-dual emptiness, then one is unmistaken with respect to the nature or character of phenomena in general, that is all phenomena or relative phenomena.
Tene pe na malam tawre, malam to zungzhen je nama kante ji hi na yang, shan na yang zungzhen ni ji tong bare. Dra yi nama shan na yang, zungzhen ni su nang na yang, dra tang tang zi be nam to zungzhen ni su nang na yang, zungzhen ni ji tong bare. Ni ji nama shan na yang malam to zungzhen ni su nang na yang, ane zungzhen ni yo mare zungzhen ni ji tong bare. Tele yembe malam do chu kante ji hi na yang, Zungze ni ji tongba re. Zungze ni su na na ya ni ji tongba re. Pe te na yin, chu tam je zungze ni ji tongba.
So again, Rinpoche gives the analogy of a dream to illustrate this. Now, in one's dreams, realistic appearances manifest. One dreams of oneself as the perceiver of a certain object. If one, for example, dreams of an enemy, there is the object, the enemy, which is an object of the concept of that object being an enemy. So in this way, one has perceived and perceiver, or one dreams of perceived and perceiver. In actual fact, both are empty of duality. These dream appearances are empty of duality. Whatever one dreams of, this is true. The dream appearances are empty of duality. Similarly, all appearances, all phenomena, by nature are non-dual emptiness, are empty of duality.
Dumba te mada ta se jete mada padan takpa le sinje malo pare. Mada padan takpa de karre te kona ni te tele yin me ba tongpa nye re. Te kona ni am ton tam bet den ba. Te kona ni to ma to le te kona ni to pa le Takpa tam mato pale mata pasongare. te kona ni to ma to le ta ma da to chopa la sin ja ma lo pa ta pa da ma da ba de kar sen so wa de sen no te kona ni to no ta pa ta pa to gre te kona ni ma da ma to no chonang chonang le ta pa to to go ma re te ta ta pa da ma da ba de ते कोना नि तों ता बे देंबा तोपा तां मा तोपा ले सोंर नि हिचिना तो ना तापा ता मादा पल सिजे मालो बा रे रे टुरबा टुरब जमा से गुरु बा रे रे दे ता मादा ते सेम जे ने लो वैसा दे हि निं बो ल दिजी जे जमा यरो बा दिजी जमा तापा ता मादा बा
Tamada le sinje loba te kadere se na kangge chi kangge kangge chu ye chu se be de pa ta pa ta kangge chu ye chu ma je na de pa ma da par je na tene ta pa ta ma da bal sinje loba re sinje lo se te no ba re tele re pe ne ye ji ye che 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 chu kangge chu je na ba o ko se tele
So, a mistaken understanding in this context would be, for example, to believe that negative actions can be purified through washing oneself with what one thinks is holy water, or, on the other hand, that one is not able to purify negative actions unless one bathes in holy water. So to think that negative actions can be purified or can be washed away with holy water is then a mistaken understanding.
Taking the Takpata Madhapate, Takpate, Tang Madhapate, La, La, Tangpa, Tangpa. Takpata madhapate, tsangpata wansok la ra le pan zene yang, etene sinche lo pare, no pare, ripe ne ziye pare. Marama, isho. Marama, isho.
Takpa, kongi la pate, tongi ori.
Re re, takpa me me, takpa tsangpa wansok la jembo som je, Latin de tapatopata. Tell a matina, Madaba, you are seeing a young, singing over it. Really?
Ah.
Yeah. Ah. Chamjuk, Chamjuk. Vision. Yeah. Did you go to?
There are. Certain religions where it is thought that one attains purity or pure states of mind independence upon practices relating to external gods that are seen as the embodiment of purity, gods such as Brahma, Ishvara or Vishnu, that belief then that one attains purity relation to practices connected with these gods that are believed to have external existence is then mistaken.
Tasinje lo tele dogba te tanda kondo heba yendo te konaniyam semje ne lok to na takba takba to ba ta semje ne lok ton da ba de ba ma to na takba ma to ba ngi hi ji na tene sinje ma takba ta ma da ba le sinje ma lo ba re tene tekba che be lan dong ji to ba re
then as was said previously an unmistaken understanding is produced by realizing the way things truly are. If there is a definitive understanding of that So unmistaken understanding then is based on realizing or understanding the way things truly are, at which point one sees that realization of the true nature of mind then relates to the pure state, and lack of realization relates to or result in what one may call an impure state. So purity and impurity, so to speak, relate to presence or absence of the realization of the true nature of mind.
Tene sinja malo pa jepa te lower wala sinja malo pa re. Lower wala sinja. Sabala lower tense dwa lower wala sinje malo par karere se na rangin tak par ne beser semje ne lo wesa dirhi ningbo te rangin tak par ne beser ngola tema me pare ngola tema me pa am rangi je na par tak bese na ta mata da na waya tak pa da mata pa na waya lower bar hi na lower waya bar hi na tene lower wala sinje malo par Nika lower Varisava. More letter member. Same general words are the king. More number yeni number tapatama mebesena. The name Mada Patang Takpara Nama Nika lower Varisava. More letter member. Never. Terrible. Rare. Mola trima mepesena, madapayan lower vare, trima tapayan lower jitama tapata.
Then there is unmistaken understanding in relation to the true nature of mind, in relation to states that are referred to as either pure or impure. In the context of the true nature of mind. So the true nature of mind itself, also called the luminous mind, which is synonymous with the Buddha nature, is pure by nature. Therefore, beyond both pure states and impure states, so both pure states and impure states are regarded as temporary phenomena. Having an unmistaken understanding of this then relates to unmistaken practice of superior insight or vipassana in terms of the fleeting nature of phenomena such as pure states and impure states, the true nature of mind being unchanging.
Tama lower vate penna nyama tenji tama tavore. Nyama ranga ngowa rangi la tenji tama yeni yomare. Debaya yomare, tapaya yomare. Ina ya nyama ta mega wangu pata, mega namki je pata la tenji le undutine, mega ten nyama te yavon tonga mare. make nam hill to the animal the driver your mato, Nima rangang ola, then it drink on your mother, ten nine. Pay taking the sentinel of Wesala, mola and yinja to my your mother, nam dollar to the to my.
So both obscuring phenomena and pure phenomena. Do not then apply to the true nature of mind, which is pure by nature, which is not affected by obscuring phenomena or pure phenomena. This is like the sun being obscured by clouds, when an eye consciousness sees clouds passing in front of the sun, the person then is under the impression that the sun is obscured by the clouds. If one considers the nature of the sun itself, the sun or the nature of the sun itself is not affected by the cloud that passes by. So there is no obscuration truly or actually of the sun. Similarly, the true nature of mind, the luminous mind, is not obscured by phenomena, whether pure or impure, since these phenomena are merely accidental or passing.
Now, as was said,
the true nature of mind, the luminous mind, the Buddha nature, is pure by essence, sorry, by nature.
Dvecha la sopa trama nam denbar madro partona. Tene tekwa chenpe lantong chi gireze song.
If then there is understanding of that the obscurations that cover the true nature of mind have no reality, are empty of reality, obscurations such as desire and so on, then one will be able to practice vipassana or superior insight without mistake in the context of the Mahayana, the greater vehicle. So an understanding of that the obscurations that cover the Buddha nature are empty of reality, are insubstantial and unreal, is the basis for practicing vipassana.
Tene semje nelog la nelowa ngomo ngowo le tema ye par hinje tema demi to tope ne hi mina tene tekwa chembe ne hi ma ji no sinje lore tekwa chembe la tong yang ta pa che mo tok.
So if one is mistaken, believing that the true nature of mind is affected by obscurations, that the true nature of mind or the Buddha nature is not pure by nature, and that the obscurations that cover the Buddha nature have reality or independent existence, then one is unmistaken with respect to practicing vipassana or superior insight.
Madhava se jete pe na panse trama dembar madro pese na dembar trom na dhamma chigere dembar madro parto na tene dhamma chigamare madhava se.
So if there is an understanding of that obscurations have no inherent existence, then aversion towards the presence of conflicting emotions, mistaken states of mind and so on will not occur.
Pena malam ngoma kina malam che dal dawa chigre Malam ngo hina malam je dry na wala dawa che ke mare the the che kwa do.
For example, if one dreams of an enemy, but is aware of that one is dreaming, then one will feel no aggression towards the enemy one dreams of. Whereas if one is unaware of that one is dreaming, aggression will be felt towards the enemy one dreams of.
Tene dor dona nyom momba drepa da hise drepa trema na dembar madro par hina tene tela dawa ta magawa chegmare.
Similarly, if one understands that different types of obscurations relating to conflicting emotions, mistaken viewpoints about the nature of reality, and so on, if one understands that these obscurations are insubstantial and unreal, that they have no inherent existence, then one will not feel aggression when these states occur within one's mind. One will not feel aversion or aggression in relation to these obscurations.
Tene choba te tsaba kapsa khingba me basi, deva kapsa ngaja me basi. Khingba me bata ngaja me bala sinje malo bare. Ta khingba me bata ngaja me bala sinje malo ba karre sa na namzang pherwa me be. Nambar sama te karre sa namzang ye te semje ne lo waisa dekhi nying bore. Waisa dekhi nying bo la pherwa ta nrapa kaya yo mare. Sang je ba kaap sa ya logon trupis dhamma sepa tsam re ma to waisa dekhi nying bo ranga ngo la pherwa ta. Lakwa kanyan joya yomara. Tise na namzang prava mepe. Namzang semji nelo vaisa dirhi nyingbo la.
Point, which as we saw relates to being free of pride or arrogance, and an unmistaken understanding which results in that one will not develop pride or arrogance, thinking of oneself as superior. Now, a completely enlightened state of mind, which is then realization of the true nature of mind, the luminous mind or the Buddha nature, does not involve any increase, so to speak, since the Buddha nature, the luminous mind, is always the same, it never changes. So such a state of mind does not, when attained, does not result in that the individual attaining this state of mind becomes superior because of his or her attainment, since the Buddha nature, the true nature of mind, always remains the same. So an understanding of that then results in that one will not develop pride, thinking that one has attained qualities that are superior to the qualities of others, since a completely enlightened state of mind always remains the same, does not involve any change, therefore no increase or superiority.
Tene semjien dam, papa sanjo sambata sanje somji chepar yang. Dekhi nyibu ngola chepa yomare. Semjien nam je lobo trupe trama tsaba ni mapang bare, semjien re. Papa nam je lobo trupe trama rakpa pangla traba mapang bare. Sanje bakapso lobo trupe trama tamje sepa tsamje chepa re ma to. Tene chuyen waisa.
Now, if one considers different types of beings, samsaric beings, bodhisattvas and buddhas, in terms of the Buddha nature, there is no difference in relation to any of these beings. The difference or differences occur in relation to the obscurations that cover the Buddha nature. Now, samsaric beings have not at all given up or removed the stains that obscure the Buddha nature, the true nature of mind, whereas bodhisattvas have eliminated coarse obscurations, but not the subtle. A Buddha, though, has eliminated all what obscures the true nature of mind. Therefore, a Buddha has actualized the Dharmakaya, which is the luminous mind, the Buddha nature. So this then relates to this tenth point, which is freedom from pride, based on an understanding of that the Buddha nature itself never changes. There is only a difference in relation to whether obscurations that cover the Buddha nature have been eliminated or not.
Tena semki memba nyeva yeda tundro tawu semki nelo dekhi nyingbo dila memba yinba tang. La ta meye dekhi nyingbo zangbo yinba dikhe na yinba tang. Yang yin ji dekhi nyingbo mi la rangyo ji dekhi nyingbo zangbo rikhenba tang. Tene tokba topa kapsa dekhi nyingbo yaran roya, yam priyan rawo. Yar roya dan jurva yo par khina tene sinje lok pare nor pare.
So a mistaken understanding is, for example, to believe that the Buddha nature present within the minds of beings in lower existences, such as the hell realms, the realms of different pretas and animals, that their Buddha nature is inferior, and that the Buddha nature present in the minds of gods and human beings is superior. That's then, as was said, mistaken. Also to think that the Buddha nature present within one's own mind stream is superior to the Buddha nature present within the minds of other beings is a mistaken understanding. And to think that the Buddha nature, so to speak, increases in enlightened qualities as one develops or gives rise to realization is also a mistaken understanding, since, as we saw, the Buddha nature never changes. It always remains the same.
Simchi tamche ji simchi nela wo sa di chi ni bu ngo le che pa me pa ta ram pe na phak pa sa thop simchi nela ngo sum do thop nam jor pa da nam jor mar jor na yang te ni ngo la jor wa me pa te ngo jor wa me pa ton to na te ni ran lak pa yin ba nga ja che ya me ba re king ba ta nga ja che bu jun sin ka ya me ba re.
So as we saw, there is no difference between the Buddha nature present within one's own mind and the Buddha nature present within the minds of other sentient beings. Therefore, when a practitioner attains a superior state where there is direct realization of the true nature, the yogi or yogini attaining this state will not have any reason for being proud or giving rise to pride, since the true nature of mind always remains the same, is the same within his or her own mind as in the minds of other beings.
Tena dagi semchin tamche je semchin ne lo wesa dirhi ningbo la chepa me patam perwa me bar to te teni nga ja ta king ba me na te pa chen bi lan dong ke to re nga ja ta king ba yo na teni te pa chen bi lan dong ke ma to re.
So being free from pride, understanding that the Buddha nature within oneself and within others is the same, no change takes place ever, understanding this, then as was said, one does not give rise to pride and therefore is able to practice vipassana or superior insight in the Mahayana, the greater vehicle, without mistakes. Though if pride arises, that indicates that one's understanding is mistaken, and this is then an obstacle to one's practice of superior insight.
Ti tanda sinche malo pa chui goni lan tong chup chur ndor tenpa ti rekhi ndor tu ki chupay.
So this was then a brief explanation on the 10 points with which one should be unmistaken in relation to or in the context of the practice of vipassana, superior insight.
Tene jehe je kapsu sinche malo pa chola re re la tsike yore tene sabo yandere gonda
kyo. So, in the text, the next session then explains in detail each of these 10 points. So, that explanation will be given during the evening teaching.
Yeah. Hey, Maho.